On a chilly Saturday afternoon, half a dozen Southeast Asian teenage boys drive up to a nondescript building. They jostle each other in the parking lot, checking their cell phones and joking in their native language. They're Karin, refugees from Myanmar. Finally, an older teen in a red jersey opens the door, and they tramp up the steps. It's time for dance rehearsal. The tall guy in the red jersey is in charge today. His name is Jojo Luin, at least I think that's how you say it.
My name is Jojo Luin.
Everybody have a struggle pronouncing my name.
At age 21, he's passionate about preserving Karin culture.
I believe like the culture and all the tradition and stuff is like the root of your identity. So if you lose that, then you even lose who you are.
Most Karin refugees came to the U.S. in the last 10 years, fleeing persecution in the country once known as Burma. Jojo got here in 2007. On his second day in St. Paul, something scary happened.
I went to my cousin's house. I was thinking I know the way back, and I turned a wrong turn.
He was lost, and it was winter.
I got a real thin jacket. I thought I was going to be dead.
So there he was, a 12-year-old kid who could barely speak English, trudging through the snow of a foreign city.
So mostly I asked help. The first lady was an old lady. She was like shoveling snow. I said, my name's Jojo, and then I'm Karin. Then she started to freak out. Karin.
A friend from the refugee camp once told Jojo that Karin meant insect in English. He thought maybe the word Karin scared her, and that was why she hurried inside and slammed the door. So he kept walking.
The conflict is like, who you should ask for help? Who can you trust? Who can you not?
Jojo says he walked for 6 hours that day. Eventually, he approached a woman and a child at a playground.
So she started asking me, like, do you know any place that live close to you? Then I remember the big M, the yellow one. McDonald's.
The woman with the child drove him to McDonald's. And then another. And then another. So many McDonald's. Finally, she brought him to a government building, and the police drove him home.
I don't want other Karin to experience that.
Perhaps if the Karin people were better known, Jojo reasoned, he might have found help sooner. And that's one reason he loves Karin dance. It celebrates his people's traditions. There are about 7,000 Karin living in Minnesota. He watched the other kids around him set aside their language and traditions in favor of fitting in at school.
I couldn't explain it, but it's hurt me. I saw a lot of kids or a lot of adults kind of ashamed to show who they are. It's like, oh, that's who you are. Even you hide it or not, that's running through your vein.
It took a few years for the Dawn Dance Group to gain popularity, but today more than 40 teens sandwich into the rehab room they're allowed to use on the weekends. Jojo keeps tempo on the bass drum. Boys and girls alternate dancing. Beneath the mounted exercise balls, dancers jump from foot to foot, gesturing side to side with their arms, squatting and rising. It's incredibly aerobic. Listen for the word Minnesota in this song of welcome. They're practicing for New Year's Day, when the Karin traditionally celebrate harvest with family and friends.
Like our Karin people, like, they thanks everything. And also like all the spirit or whatever, they protect the crops. We thanks everything.
Outside this room, these teens speak English and attend school. Inside, it's all about keeping up their native language. They've instituted a 25-cent fine each time they speak English. A whiteboard keeps a running tally.
I want like our culture to be added into the new environment. I think that way people are like, if they can see the beauty of your art and culture, and then they will start to see the beauty of your people.
Jojo took this semester off from college to work with the Karin Culture Organization. They got nonprofit status this summer, but so far, none of the staff is paid. The reward comes on New Year's Day, when youth wearing traditional woven robes of red, white, and blue dance and chant, giving thanks for all they've come through and the blessings of the last year. For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.